You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about this special day today.
Apparently it's National VCR Day today, Dom. So if you have one, dust it off and plug it in. I'm not really sure what you do with this today. I guess maybe it's your chance to relive your childhood and, you know. Oh, look at listen, we've got a fire alarm going on.
Oh, it's concluding.
Oh, it's concluding. We're safe. Okay, we're good. Thank goodness. All right, shut up. So, yeah, I guess you plug in your VCR today and plug in those old Disney movies and watch away, I guess. I don't know. You might be surprised to know this, DT. I have a VCR hooked up at my house right now. As
I'm trying
we
to think
speak,
if I,
there's
I,
one hooked up.
I don't think I had one a few years ago, just not probably about 5 years ago, but I don't now. I don't have a VCR in the house.
Now, I will say I wouldn't have one hooked up, but I've been digitizing our old home movies.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
It's hooked up.
Well, that's cool, though.
You know, before they disintegrate and turn
into
dust.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But along with this National VCR Day, there's numerous articles popping up about old VHS tapes and now how they're really popular. They're catching on, again, to a new generation, kind of like records, I guess. And a lot of these are going to auction, including an original Star Wars VHS tape from 77. Did they have VHS tapes from 1977? Anyway, this one just sold shy of $60,000. It was unopened, so it must be really, really old. It must be one of the first ones. But they said some of the newer ones, like in the 80s and 90s that are still sealed, the Star Wars tapes, $3,500, easy.
So what you're saying is that it's not that they're coming back like vinyl where people are watching them. They're just trading them,
they're
still
becoming
sealed
collectible,
in their packages.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe people are watching them. My mom still will, from time to time, pop in a VHS tape. She still has all of ours from our childhood, which is a good thing because we had a buttload of the Walt Disney movies in the thick plastic cases. Those are going upwards of $300 to $1,000 right now for certain ones. So I kind of want to go.
Will your mom sell them?
I want to kind of go through them and see what we got and, you know, make some bank off some of these things. Back to the Future unopened, $20,000. A copy of Rambo First Blood from 82, $12,000.
Yeah, but the question with that is, how many people have 30 and 40-year-old movies unopened, still sealed?
That's what makes them valuable, yeah.
Can you take something that you've only watched a couple times and take it down to the corner, you know,
and
FedEx store or whatever, and have them shrink wrap it for you?
There's like testing and things that go in.
Is there?
Yeah, they, you know, look and see how cloudy the plastic is.
Where they find a few unicorns and they put it out in a story, and people all over the country are like, oh my God, I can make a lot of money. And it's like, really? I don't know how big that market really is, and
it might not be big.
How many people have unopened copies?
I would say a lot of people. I actually just got. I'm kicking myself because a few years ago I did put all my VHS tapes in a garage sale, and there was numerous ones in there that were unopened.
Like what,
mostly,
though?
I don't remember. I mean, probably a lot of Bruce Lee movies.
Yeah, I was gonna say B movies, maybe.
Probably a lot of crap. But it's like anything. Like you start getting them for gifts and birthdays, and you pick one up, you think you're gonna watch, and you just don't ever open it, and it sits there. You know, I had CDs like that. I had DVDs like that. I'd get DVDs for Christmas, and they'd sit there unopened.
Yeah. But I've been pushing you for so long to purge and get rid of stuff, and you've started doing it.
Yeah.
I don't want you to have second thoughts now.
I just got rid of all my DVDs, actually. Boxes,
don't have
hundreds
second thoughts
of them. And I'm kicking myself. I might have an unopened DVD of Jaws.
No, listen, you have plenty of reasons to kick yourself, but that's not one of
thank
them.
You. Very good.
Okay.
Excellent.
Not that. I'm really, really glad to see you getting rid of some of this stuff. And I know it hurts you to get rid of it.
It was so difficult because we had like three giant boxes of DVDs, probably 500
of them. That's
why
I'm kind of angry at these people who are putting out these stories to make people like you who finally get rid of all this stuff start saying, no, I'm never going to get rid of anything again now because someday it'll be worth $1,000.
I had an open copy of Anchorman. You know that's going to go for big money in like 20 years.
Do you have an unopened copy?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I kept a few of my favorite VHS tapes from, you know, when I was a kid, like Ninja Turtles and Blues Brothers. And I kept a few that really were kind of sentimental.
What are you going to do with them?
I don't know. Apparently right now, send them to auction maybe here in a couple years. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I know. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but, you know, it's just a couple of little things that were my favorites as kids.
Spend some time holding them, okay? And then throw them away.
I can't do it.
Hold them dear. Put them up to your chest.
Sniff them.
Have a little tear come down your cheek.
Have a moment.
And then throw them in the garbage.
Into the ground you go. Goodbye.
But make sure you have that moment first. And, you know, and have your wife take her, you know, grab her phone and get a little video of you saying goodbye to it.
You know, if they're going to a landfill, I'm going to just dig a hole in my backyard and bury them and have a little ceremony myself, honestly. I'm not going to let somebody else bury them. I'm doing it, buddy.
Well, no, but I'm proud of you for doing all of that.
Thanks,
and I don't
man.
Want you to second guess. And where's my little clip? Because I need to play that for you.
Which one are you looking for?
Oh,
there it is. Oh, I see what you're going
to
play.
So I want you to have your moment and then...
Let it go.